Blog Talk Radio.
We're sorry. The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Attempting to override shutdown protocol. WXJR command. Rerouting live callers. Stabilizing switchboard. Complete. Returning to your normal programming. You're listening to WXJR Radio.
I like to say hello and welcome you. Good day, that is my name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to a very special broadcast coming to you live from WXJR Studios in Heartland, Michigan, on this Wednesday evening. My name is Matt, a host at WXJR Radio and the host of tonight's episode.
And I'm Justin, also known as Ichabod, and I'll be co-hosting tonight. Tonight we have a very special privilege to speak with Joe Hawley, an awesome musician from the band Tally Hall.
In the next 10 minutes or so, Joe will join Justin and I for an exclusive interview that you don't want to miss. After that, we'll take a quick break and listen to some Tally Hall. Following the break, Joe will answer some questions on the air that it takes directly from live callers. So if you want to call in, let's see. Go ahead.
If you want to call in, the hotline queue is open right now. We won't take callers yet, but you're welcome to get on in the line. To jump in on the action, please dial 646-478-0614. Again, that's 646-478-0614.
Now remember, we can only take four callers at a time, so start lining up. We'll get into how it all works in a minute, though. But first, let's bring Joe on and get this thing started. How are you doing tonight, Joe?
Hello, fellows. I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. All right. So, we all know that you are the lead guitarist or the lead singer on Tally Hall, or both?
Well, we don't have any leaders.
Okay.
We do have singers and guitarists of that group I happen to be part of.
All right. Cool. So what a lot of people have been asking lately is first of all, let's get done with the basics. How did you guys come about?
Well, Rob lived with Andrew in college, and they started a band with Zubin, whom Rob had a band with in high school. And there was a semi-awkward moment in a musicology class where Rob kind of started, you know, striking up a conversation through a mutual friend, and then we ended up starting a band.
Awesome. So it was
didn't seem like it would be a band.
It was kind of a collaboration. Cool.
None of us were really taking it seriously. It was just kind of a for fun college type thing, playing frat shows and so forth.
All right.
So how is it that you guys got your first record deal?
Well, we played a bunch of shows in Ann Arbor in college, you know, like I said, as kind of goofy friends, just sort of having a good time. And after a while, we accumulated enough songs, and the, you know, three oldest people in the band were graduating, and we thought, let's figure something out. We either, you know, we have these songs, so might as well make use of them in some way. So we talked to our friend Al, who was a businessman, gave us the record deal.
Cool. Awesome. And that was with not Atlantic Records. Who was that with?
That was with Quack.
Yeah, that's right. I'm drawing a blank there.
Right.
So when you, what was your first live performance? Like when you, not just, like, I know you had performances in college, but more like, you know, your major, you know, performance in like maybe a stadium or something like that, if you've had any yet. I think you have.
Well, you know, we've played, we haven't really played any stadiums yet, but we've had some fairly large numbered crowds. It's hard to say that those shows are necessarily better or worse. It's just sort of part of the you know, spectrum, I guess.
Yeah, so
the tour with
like,
Guster, which had some pretty big crowds.
Okay. So was it nerve-wracking, or was it, you know, just, you just, oh, another show?
Which?
Just playing on a major live performance, what, was it nerve-wracking to you to get on stage in front of so many people, or was it just another show?
Well, you know, it was, at first it was very nerve-wracking, but that was back in college, and then once we started touring, it's, you know, the Beatles always said that they donated their nervous system to the band, and I do feel that I understand kind of where they're coming from in that regard. You know, well, after a while, it doesn't become another show. Every show is unique, but they're definitely, you know, it's being in front of that many people many nights in a row creates sort of an erosion of the nervous system, which is sort of strange.
All right, cool. Where do you guys, just out of curiosity, I know you, Justin says that you guys came down from the, or you guys, you took the audience, right, out to the parking lot?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all went outside. It was really fun.
Oh, all right. So where do you guys get ideas for that kind of thing? You just randomly spontaneous? Because it sounds really cool.
Well, that was a special night. I don't think we've ever taken anybody outside. We may have done it a couple times, but you know, we were doing like an acoustic thing after every show, just because being up on stage is a little bit domineering, and sometimes it's fun to just sit down with the whole crowd and make everybody feel like they're a part of things. As I was telling Justin, it'd be fun to have a flyer. I'm getting a call on the other line, but I won't answer it.
Okay.
All right. We all know that you have really fun colored ties, and that's how everyone knows about you. Who came up with that idea?
I'm sorry, I missed the call was beeping in. I apologize.
That's all right.
We were wondering who came up with the ties idea.
I think for the first few frat shows, or maybe for like a year, when we were just kind of goofing around, we were wearing mostly street clothes, and then Rob and I were sitting in my room, and pretty sure the both of us came up with the idea. I'm not sure exactly how we came upon it, but I think it was more of a... It's probably robbing me.
All right, cool. So I know that now you guys aren't just a music related thing. You also do this or Tally Hall's internet show. Where do you guys get your inspiration for that, and how does that all work for you guys in your schedules?
Well, after we made the album, Atlantic said they wanted to release it, you know, many months after they signed us, because there's a promotional machine that has to go get whirring and so forth. So we thought, why not spend this time doing something productive? And we've always made videos. So we pitched this idea of an internet show to them, and they liked it quite a bit, and we decided to just go for it. It was fun. It was basically our whole schedule for about a year. We were writing, and, you know, I was editing, and basically it was pretty crazy.
Cool. Go ahead. Yeah, I'll just have the next one.
We were wondering if the video of you, like, jamming out to Greener for, like, 40 seconds, is that the real video for Greener?
Yeah, that's the official music video.
That is awesome.
I love it.
I'm not going to lie.
It's not planned.
So we have a lot of questions from people that couldn't be here tonight from the boards. This is from everyone. When is the next Telly Hall album coming out?
We're shooting for 2009, but it isn't entirely up to us. So we'll do the best we can.
Awesome. So are you guys going to be recording in the studio pretty soon, is what it sounds like?
As soon as humanly possible. We have five shows.
Okay.
Which we'll be using to try new songs.
Awesome. So those are in Brooklyn, right, if I'm not mistaken?
That's right.
Cool. We have 14 users right now in the web chat, and let me just shout out, just a reminder to everyone, we will be taking callers after this interview, and we're all going to be almost done here because this is going really great. So if you guys would like to call in and ask Joe your questions, you can dial 646-478-0614, and it's at no additional cost to you other than whatever your phone provider charges. So we're going to keep going here. Let's see what we got. Bubbling Dragon, if you guys have a new album, he wants to know will there be more music videos for the new album?
I would hope so. In fact, some of the demos have been circulating among our director friends, and I think that if anything, it'll just be more fun. So yes.
Cool.
How is New York going for you guys? Is it as good as you expected it to be?
It's not Michigan.
Yeah.
Which is to say that it isn't necessarily it isn't better or worse. It's just got its own thing going on. It can be very stressful and exciting at the same time. But there are advantages and disadvantages to living here. I guess that's the best way I can put it. I like it here. I'm glad we moved out here. I think I like people watching and going to the park and so forth.
Yeah, that's great.
So, what is your favorite episode of the Telly Hall Internet Show, or more specifically, what clip? Or what's your favorite part you've done so far?
That I've done?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think my two favorite episodes are probably the 15 Seconds of Bora and Taken for a Ride, just because they're so surrealistic and hard to quantify, I really like I like the dream journals quite a bit.
Yes, those are funny. The one with Rob when he ties a thing on his finger and he realized he ties a thing on his finger again.
yeah.
Or no, that was Ross. Sorry, not Rob. What am I thinking?
But all right, all right. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
So what were you saying?
Okay.
We were wondering, what is your favorite song?
Of the album.
My favorite song off of our album?
Yes.
I'd say there are two that really registered with me and made me feel the most passionate about our band at first. And those two were Taken for a Ride and Spring in a Storm. I'm not sure if the recorded versions fulfilled our visions necessarily, but those two songs.
Now,
really,
I don't have this question written down, but I just want to know, is in Spring in a Storm, is that, who are the people that did the little girl voices, the Mr. Moon?
My mom is a fifth grade teacher, and
okay.
Bora and I went to her classroom and asked a couple of her students to lend their voices.
Awesome. That is so funny. All right, so we're going to have another question. Let's see. We have the favorite episode of Telly. What is your favorite Pokemon?
Probably the Charizard, but I don't know many.
let's see. We got.
I received a Machamp card from a fellow in Pittsburgh. Machamp.
All right. Champ. Oh, yeah.
Machamp.
Machamp.
But I don't know what the Machamp does or what its special powers or abilities are. I just know that I value it for what it is.
Nice.
Are there any plans for a second season of the Tally Hall Internet Show?
Well, you know, it's on the Internet right now. Ideally, this is kind of a pipe dream, but it would be fun to do a second season on television, and then the third quote-unquote season would be a feature film, you know, like a musical or something like that. But
it would be funny. It reminds me of the what was the convenience store with Andrew singing to the guy.
Right.
That would be really funny.
Whereas the first album may seem arbitrary or kind of abstract, the second one might have more logic to it, and then the third might actually be a narrative structure like any good movie. You know, a lot of musicals don't make sense, but hopefully if we were to do one, it would actually have some kind of rich conflict. I don't know. It would be fun to keep pushing forward and progressing, I guess.
All right, so Kaz, if that's how you pronounce his name on the Atlantic Records forums, wants to know what has been Mary Kate and Ashley's response to the song, to the song and the video, if they gave you a response.
As far as we can tell, there has been no response at all, except when we aired the episode on our website and on MySpace. They put us in their top friends, which was pretty exciting, I guess. But that's it. I don't even know who's running their site.
You guys went on a field trip to go find them, so it must be pretty exciting.
Well, that may or may not have been fabricated. Not to let everybody's hopes down.
Kat wants to know, how did Andrew feel about having a big fat tarantula on his face in the shot in the video of Good Day?
Well, I'm not in Andrew's head, but as far as from my perspective, no problem.
No problems. Nice.
No problem. Just sat there and took it like a champ.
Okay, let's see. We covered those questions. I'm just going through all my questions here, make sure I got all of them. And just a reminder, everybody, if you're listening to this in the show page, click on the link that says Joe Holly Unplugged. You can get right into the chat, but you need to have a Blog Talk Radio username to chat with us. And feel free to do that, or if you'd like to call in, we're going to be talking with Joe in just a minute with all our callers. Our number is 646-478-0614, and we're going to take a quick break. How does that sound, Joe? Any advice for new artists? That's the last question I wanted to ask.
Be honest with yourself.
Be honest with yourself. All right. Cool. And with that, Justin, do you have anything else you want to... Just going through my papers here.
I think that covers it. We should save the rest of the questions for the callers, I believe.
Yep, we got three callers on the line right now. And we're going to cut to... Let's see, let's stop all these. And I got to refresh my switchboard here. All right, we're going to take a quick break, guys. And we hope to see you in a few minutes. We're going to play... Oh, what do you think? Let's play Greener. And if I can get my thing going here. There we go.
You're listening to WXJR Radio.
But now it seems that you just...
And that was Greener. Up next, we're going to play The Bidding.
You're listening to WXJR Radio.
Sleeping in a cardboard box, spending every dollar at the liquor store.
You're listening to WXJR Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to our exclusive broadcast with Joe Hawley from the band Tally Hall. If you're just joining us, we just had an exclusive interview with Joe that you can listen to along with this next part in our archives after the show.
Now we're at the part where Joe has agreed to take questions from you guys, the listeners, live right now. If you'd like to call in and personally ask Joe Hawley a question, you can call 646-478-0614. Again, that's 646-478-0614.
So here's how it's going to work. When you call in, your number is automatically added to our hotline queue. We'll take callers one at a time. If you want to ask a question, press 1 on your dial pad. If not, don't press 1. Depending on how busy it is, we may ask that you only ask one question so that everyone has a fair chance to get on the air.
When it's your turn to ask Joe your question, we'll say, thank you for holding area code 555, for example, you're on the air with Joe. When you start, please be sure to mention at least your first name and where you're calling from, just to get a sense of who was calling.
If you don't get connected right away, keep trying. We're going to try and work out all these callers as fast as possible, so hang in there with us.
All right, guys, are you ready? We got two callers ready to listen, or ready to ask a question. Area code 267, you are on the air with Joe.
Hi.
Hi, who's calling?
This is Amy.
Where are you calling from, Amy?
I'm calling from State College, Pennsylvania.
Oh, how you doing, Amy, tonight?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Hi, Amy.
Hey, Joe, what's going on?
Nothing much, just doing an interview with you.
My question is, are the vests here to stay?
Actually, we had a conversation about that the other day. Not sure. Could be.
Not sure.
Yeah, okay. I thought, you know, we are kind of reassessing the entire infrastructure of what our band is about at this point. It's kind of a complicated thing, but in order to do a new album, one must reinvent oneself. So it's possible that we may wear the vests on occasion, but we're not sure.
Who decided to do vests?
Bora sent us a picture of a vest.
All right,
cool. Yeah. All right, well, thanks, Amy, for your question. We got two other callers. We have a long list of callers here. You wouldn't believe it. We're gonna let Amy listen in. She's on number 5. All right. Area code 978. You are on the air with Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Hi, this is Kevin Barba from Massachusetts.
Hello, sir.
So you're talking about reinventing the band and rethinking everything. That sounds like a long process. Does that mean we can't expect a Tally Hall tour for some time?
A tour is probably out of the question for a while, but an album will hopefully hit the stores in 2009, if there's anything we can do about it.
Sorry. If a tour is out of the question, would going to Massachusetts and playing one show in Massachusetts be out of the question, or does that count as a tour?
You know, one-offs, that would be referred to as a one-off, and that would be an option under certain circumstances. I guess it just depends on the show and, you know, schedule and whatever have you.
All right, well, then we're all eagerly awaiting for our next chance to see you guys.
And likewise, we are looking forward to playing some new songs for y'all.
All right, great to hear.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for your question. All right, and I'm just waiting for my switchboard to hang up on that caller. No offense. Time to hang up. Hope I didn't hang up Joe. There we go. Okay, now we have another question. Area code 248, you are on the air with Joe.
Hi, Joe Hawley.
Hey, is this Corey?
No, it's Nathan. I'm calling from Heartland.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Hey, Nathan.
Great. Hi, Matt.
I recognize your voice. It was kind of uncanny, really.
I recognize yours.
Well, hey, Nate.
Okay. So you're talking about how you started a band And were you in, like, band as a class in, like, high school and middle school and stuff?
A little bit. I stopped when I was in 7th grade. I did it from 4th to 7th grade.
That's a odd time to stop, but...
Well, why not, you know? Played a variety of instruments and then picked up the guitar when I was a junior in high school.
And what is your favorite thing to do outside of music and stuff?
That's a good question. I really like movies.
What is your favorite thing to do? I do enjoy skiing, snow skiing a lot.
Why not snowboarding?
I'm on the ski team with Matt and Justin, and
yeah,
we know, tried Nathan. Snowboarding didn't really work.
All right, well, thanks, Nathan. We got some more callers on the line, so I'm going to put you on mute. I'm not going to hang up on you, though. Okay. So we here have area code 734 is going to be on the line in a minute. And just a reminder, guys, if you guys would like to call in and ask Joe a question, feel free to call 646-478-0614, and we'll get you right on the line with Joe. And when you call in, press 1 if you'd like to ask a question, because we have a lot of callers here that are just listening. But I'm just going to remind everybody who's listening, please press 1 if you'd like to call and ask a question for Joe. Once you're online, look, now everybody's pressing 1. All right, I said 734. 734, you are on the line with Joe. How you doing?
Hey, this is Kat from Livonia, Michigan.
Hi, Kat.
How you doing? Hey, what's going on? That's not my question, but Joanne in the chat room, I don't know her, but apparently she wants to know if you were – to play a show or shows in the past, what shows are your favorite?
So just to clarify, this is not your question.
No, I have another question, but she seems
very younger.
Oh, that's
fine. Joanne she says that she had an issue calling in, so
yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
That's fine with me. I mean, I'm just curious.
Yeah, okay.
I want to make sure that you have a question that's answered as well.
Yeah, I do. Okay.
All right. Yeah, there have been a lot of really fun shows. There's a lounge in Pennsylvania called the Tall Shiva. It's always very warm and inviting. It's a good time. You know, every show really, it's kind of like a person. It has its flaws and it basically has pros and cons, and in many ways it's a good thing, and sometimes in some ways it's a bad thing. But basically every show has its own ups and downs.
All right.
So I can't really cite any one specific show, but there have been some really fun ones.
Cool.
It was an honor to play with the Zombies. I really liked the Zombies.
Oh, I was there. Yeah.
You were there?
Yeah, City Fest.
Rock and roll.
Totally. Okay. Well, I have a question, too, I guess.
Oh, all right.
For this, Ty Hell's internet show, did you decide to make all the girls named Sally? You know.
Why did we or did we?
Well, like, all the main girls seem to be named Sally, so I was just wondering why. There was a reason.
Well, just so as not to confuse anyone, in case they might think that we had other band members, we simplified the female roles in the internet show so that they were very straightforward.
Because he could have named it something awesome like, you know, Cat, but whatever.
Like Deborah?
Yeah. All right. That's all.
All right. Well, thank you. We have a lot of callers that are calling in right now. I'm going to thank you. Thanks for your question, Cat.
All right. You're welcome.
Thank you, Cat.
Okay, and I'm just going to see if I can get rid of her. My switchboard is being really slow. I think she's gone.
Oh, I said and Joanne. That wasn't Cat. Wouldn't.
Oh, and Joanne. Oh, yeah. Yes, and Joanne. Thank you. Okay, so we have caller 810 area code, and I'm going to switch to the last four digits because we have two 810 area codes and the three digits following the area code. They're all the same. If your phone number ends with 8736, you are on the air with Joe as soon as my caller becomes unmuted. There we go.
Hey, Matt.
How's it going?
Hey. How are you? Who's calling?
I'm Tyler from Heartland. I'm Justin's brother.
Oh, yeah. Hey, your brother's on the line.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey. I'm just wondering, how are you? I don't really have, like, a straightforward question, but just, like, what is your favorite thing to do?
I say that again. We got a little interference there.
Oh, sorry. What is your favorite thing to do?
Earlier I said movies, but now I'm reconsidering probably jumping jacks.
Yes.
Ah, that's great. All right. Thanks, Tyler, for your question. We're going to move on. Let's see. My switchboard, I apologize, everybody. It's really being kind of stupid right now. Come on, you. Okay, well, we're just going to go on to the... It won't want to close off his call. Okay. 610, I'm going to attempt to open the line up for you right now. You are on the air with Joe.
Am I? Really?
Yes, you are.
All right. So, Joe, oh, by the way, my name is Dwight Young. I've met you guys a couple times. Well, Joe, not Matt and Nickabod. By the way, how are you guys doing?
I'm doing good. Where are you calling from, Dwight?
Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Awesome.
Anyway, Joe, of course, I'm calling for you because you're here. It's a big special occasion. First, want to break the ice. How you doing tonight? Doing well? Have a good dinner?
Actually, I haven't had dinner yet. I appreciate the question. hey, Dwight.
Hey.
How are your glasses? Everything
my
in black?
they're doing well. You know, my John Lennon frames. But, yeah, good. Wait, my glasses?
Yeah, your glasses. They're more like, you know, John Lennon wore grandma glasses, whereas you and I tend to go for the grandpa glasses thing.
That's true. That is true.
It's a little bit more narrowed. Ovular.
Ah, yes. Well, apparently you remember me a little bit, which is nice. So I guess I should get right into it with a question or two. Am I allowed to ask two now that you're having more callers or not?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Well, first of all, and this one is going to be really straightforward, and I want to apologize for this right up front, but somebody's been wanting me to ask you specifically what names are most likely, like what album, like what song titles are most likely going to be on the next album. I mean, I figure we can probably assume, like, Turn the Lights Off and Misery Fell, because you guys have been playing those since 2006. But then there's songs like, you know, I'm Gonna Win and good old... Maybe in the Night, which I really like that one. Tell Rob that next time you see him. And, of course, I bother you all the time about old track known as Inside the Mind of Simon. And, you know, a bunch of us are just wondering which titles are most likely going to appear on the next.
Well, we haven't really settled on a track list yet, but your first two guesses are almost certain. And the rest may be augmented or, you know, cut and pasted.
Great.
I do think that the next album will satisfy those aesthetic principles.
That is wonderful to hear, because I always, whether you put it on or not, I just want to let you know that I always appreciate listening to Inside the Mind of Simon. It's very well done artistically. Much like Ruler of Everything, it seems like a musical masterpiece, and I really want to compliment you on that. Next, I have a question. I'm majoring in film, theater, and English, and of course, film major in me definitely looks up to what you accomplish and stuff. But after all, you were a film major, right?
Right.
So I need to ask about the Good Day video, of course. It appears that I mainly want to know, how was it dealing with everybody in the band from a director's point of view? I mean, they're all your friends, but like, how was it directing them and to accomplish what you artistically had envisioned in your head?
It's a really complicated question. It's hard to distinguish between who I am as a person and who I am as a band member sometimes. And, you know, that's always kind of the struggle. It's basically like, you know, capitalism and communism.
Of course.
Any of those other dualities, individual and community. Basically, it's a matter of making sure that each of us as individuals has what we want as, you know, artistic individuals, and all of us have to be happy simultaneously, which is kind of a paradox.
Oh, wow. Well, that's cool. I'm happy for you guys. I just want to know, will you be directing any more videos in the future?
We'll see how it goes. I'm, you know, if not for our band, certainly I've been considering some other acts that I'm interested in.
Well, awesome. That's awesome. Wow.
All right, well, I'm going to have to
catch
you off there. We have a lot of callers calling in, so thank you for your question.
Oh, no problem. Have a good night.
Right. See you,
sir. You too. All right, and just a reminder, everybody, that if you want to call in, our number is 646-478-0614. And if you want to talk to Joe, please dial 1 on your dial pad once you hear the British lady say Blog Talk Radio. If you do that, we'll know that you want to ask a question. All right, we have a caller that's been waiting very patiently, area code 810, and last four digits are 0507. You are on the air with Joe Hawley. Hello.
Hello, Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Yep.
Hello. Hello, Joe. Are you there?
This is Joe.
Hi, Joe. This is Terry. I just happen to be Justin's mom and Matt's friend. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great, thank you. All my questions have been pretty much answered as far as when your next album's coming out and when your tour is, because after we went to your concert last summer, we have been very anxious to attend another. So we're kind of wondering when that might be, but it sounds like we might have to wait a little while. But so my question is pretty much now turned into a comment. We just found you guys to be very entertaining and creative and just very nice young folks, and definitely we'd like to go see your concerts again and again. So we're hoping to be seeing some more of that. And so I just wanted to kind of share that with you, since basically my questions have all been covered. And wondering if you guys might be coming home for the summer back to the Ann Arbor area in the summer?
Actually, we haven't talked about it. I'm not sure yet. The priority this year is to make the new album with some new songs, but we'll see how it goes, I guess.
Well, that would be awesome, because we're looking forward to some more stuff. And it sounds like with your videos, it sounds like you kind of are the maybe you're all taking part in it creatively, but it sounds like you've got a film background. Do you guys have all, I'm getting kind of nervous here, I'm sorry. But as far as the creativity, do you kind of all kind of pitch ideas and do directing and that kind of stuff? Because I really find your videos very creative and entertaining.
Thanks. Well, you know, we all try to contribute what we can. And, that's different in every case.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you very much, and good luck to you.
Thank you very
much. Thanks for your question, yep. All right, let's hang up on her. Hey, guys, if you're done with your question, too, do me a huge favor and hang up for me because my computer hates me right now. And we're going to take a call right now. And just a reminder, you can call us live at 646-478-0614 and press 1 to talk to Joe. We have 23 users in the chat room right now, and we're going to take a call right now from area code 248. Let me get you on here. Area code 248, you're on the air with Joe. Hello? 939 is the next three numbers. Hello, are you listening, or you have a question? Okay. Well, sometimes people call in, and they accidentally press one, I guess. Our next caller is 810 area code. You are on the air with Joe. Hello.
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 Hey.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you. Hi, who's calling?
Oh, cool. Hey, this is Dan from Heartland.
Hi, Dan. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing pretty amazing.
That's great.
Yeah, just on the air with Joe Hawley, right. That's all.
Dan? Well, I was wondering Joe, who is your, or what has been your favorite band to tour with so far, or to play a show with?
That's a really good question. You know, to say one is not really to be fair to the other bands. Everybody, you know, everybody's special.
Yeah.
I can list a few that I really like. The Spinto band is really cool. I really like De Novo Doll. The Changes, although I think they may have broken up. If you haven't heard the Spinto band, I recommend checking them out. What kind of Ludo, we hate those guys. I don't know if you've heard of Ludo, but those guys are awful. They're just the worst.
I haven't heard any of those, but I will check them out.
All right, cool.
The Diddy Bops, we haven't played a show with them, but I just really like them as people. I met them one time. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I could go on for a while, but it's not really necessary.
Okay.
Do you have any bands that you're listening to right now that you really like?
Well, right now, I don't know if you've heard of them, but I'm waiting for the new CD from Bomb the Music Industry, which is supposed to come out today, but got delayed till next month.
All right.
Awesome. All right, well, thanks for your call. We're going to take some more callers here. But just a reminder, guys, I have a lot of callers in the queue. If you want to talk to Joe, press 1 on your dial pad right now. And let's just...
Thank you, Dan.
Thanks, Dan. Ah, oh, I hate this computer, going to be honest with you. All right. Callers have pressed 1, so I'm just going to make sure nobody's having issues. I'm going to... Oh, there's one. 281 area code, you are on the air, and we have another one after that, too. You're on the air, 281.
Hello. Oh,
hello,
man.
There.
I've been told to ask you what songs we can expect on the next album. We're guessing a few, like Turn the Lights Off and stuff like that, but we don't really know.
Well, we're going to work on some new stuff this month, February, next month. But there have already been a few songs that we've written that nobody's heard that will hopefully surprise people. In terms of what's already out there as a demo or what we've played or what's been released on YouTube, you know, some amalgamation of whatever's in there.
All right.
Just out of curiosity, 281, who are you and where are you calling from?
Sorry, my name is Brent. I'm from Houston, Texas.
All right, that's all right, Brent. How you doing?
I am all right.
just nervous.
You know, a little bit.
That's all right. All right, thanks for your question. Do you have anything else?
Thank you, Brent. No, I think that's... Have fun doing another tour, please.
All right, thanks for your question. Let's we have another caller. Caller number 845, you are on the air with Joe.
Hey, this is a different Joe from Rockland County, New York.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, I was just something very specific that's going to bother me if I don't ask it. So on episode 10 of Telly Hall Internet Show, there's in the outtakes portion, there's a scene in which you, the other Joe, is wearing like a white suit and you got an easel and you're just flipping things over and singing the song. What is that? I just have no idea what it is. I don't know if it was like something else that got put into the Internet Show or if it was intentionally filmed that way. I don't know. I'm just...
It was it was like a stand-up comedy bit called People Making People, and it was just, you know, the replication of people. We didn't use it because it went on a bit long. I think you get the idea. I went up on a stage at a comedy club and had an easel full of drawings.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks.
Awesome. Okay, great. Thanks for your call. We have run out of callers. If you guys are in the chat room and you want to talk, it's okay. There is no additional charge to your phone service other than what your provider charges for you. You can call 646-478-0614, and when you call in, be sure to press 1 on your dial pad to get on with Joe. And we have another caller, and if we run out of callers again, I'm probably going to take it to a song, and then we've got just under 10 minutes remaining, so we're winding down here. Area code 626, you are on the air with Joe.
Hi, hello, am I on the air?
Hello.
Oh, hi. Well, hi, I'm Charlotte from Southern California.
Hi.
Hi. And I guess this is kind of a question for, like, everybody out there that listens to you guys that has been following you guys for a while. I guess we'd all like to know what happened to the songs Time Machine and At Least a Day.
Time Machine?
Yeah, and At Least a Day.
Oh, At Least a Day. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we might reevaluate those two songs for the next album. We haven't had any serious discussions about what's going on the next album yet. We're just trying to write some new things.
That's cool.
But it's possible those two could make their way back into the picture.
That's cool. I think a lot of people are very excited to hear that, including me. Yay!
Okay. You never know, I guess.
Yeah. Well, we all like it. Just to let you know.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. No problem.
Okay. Thanks for your call.
No problem. Bye.
Okay. See ya. We have a few callers still. I just saw another number pop in there. If you guys want to talk to Joe, ask him a question. We got just under 8 minutes remaining. Just press 1 on your dial pad, or if you're not called in yet, call 646-478-0614. And we're going to cut to a song here pretty quick. Let's see. I know I played Greener already. How about Be Born? Does that sound good, Joe, or Banana Man? Either one.
Either's great with me.
All right, we're going to do Banana Man because I like that one. All right, and here's Banana Man.
Ladies and gentlemen, Colonel P.T. Chester-Whitmore is part of the next Bumble Chapter with his Zimbabwe Shotgun.
Do you see Banana Man hopping over on the white hot sand? Here he come with some for me, freshly taken from banana tree. Banana Man, me want a done. Give me double and a bonus one. Give me more for all me friends. This banana flow never end. Do you want a banana? Peel it down and go. Do you want a banana? This banana for you.
Tonight we dance around this flame. Then we get to play spirit game. Spirit name, we shout out loud. Shake it under from the spirit cloud.
It's 9 o'clock and it's getting
banana make you go insane. Floating back to busy town. No banana make you want to drown.
All right.
That like is... he was singing for us.
How does it feel having your hearing yourself on the radio, Joe? Oh, wait, no. Ha, he's muted. Sorry. All right, there's
Hello?
Joe. Hi, Joe. Sorry.
Howdy.
All right, we have two more callers. Area code 412. Hold on, my thing just decided to refresh. You are on the air with Joe, 412.
Hello.
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 Hello, this is Carissa from Pittsburgh.
Hi.
Hi, Joe. I was wondering how long you guys were planning to stay in New York and if you were ever going to get out on the road again.
We'll probably make the album in New York and then tour once the album's finished.
Okay.
So we haven't really worked out a specific timeline yet. You know, we have to make sure that we like all the songs, and we want to make sure that the album is of the quality necessary to tour.
That sounds reasonable.
Yeah, I hope so. But definitely soon. I mean, okay. Probably within the next year, we'll be
definitely good to know.
Heading back on the road.
Awesome.
We need some new songs, though. You know.
Yes. All right. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks for your call.
Yep, bye.
Bye. All right, we do have another caller on the line. This is probably going to be the last one we're going to take. We got 2 minutes left. 610, you're on the air with Joe.
Hey, I feel bad about calling again, but you said you weren't really experiencing many callers, so it's Dwight again. Sorry.
Hi, Dwight. We got 2 minutes left.
All right, I just wanted to ask, Joe, what inspires you specifically when it comes to writing songs? And that's it.
What inspires me?
Yeah, pretty much.
Huh. I don't know. It's a good question. It's kind of a mystery.
Okay, then.
Just observing things and really thinking about things, I guess, instead of just taking everything at face value. Everyone takes a certain amount of things for granted. I guess that creativity or whatever springs from not taking things at face value, like in the Truman Show, you know, you accept the world with which you're presented.
Cool. Okay, then. Well, thank you for answering that question. Is that all the time you guys have? Or?
We got just under 90 seconds left, I heard the British lady say. So I'm going to have to cut you off there, though, because I got
no problem.
To make. Thank you for your question tonight. And
thanks, Dwight.
See ya.
All right, everybody. That's about... da, la, la. My script just totally flew on the floor. Got about a minute left, so I'm going to take this really fast. Okay, thanks everybody for listening in tonight and all who called in. And just again, Joe, thanks for so much for tuning in today. It was awesome having you on the show.
Yeah, it was. Man. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir.
And,
it's been a pleasure.
Yes, it has, definitely. And you guys, everybody who's listening, can buy Tally Hall's current album, Marvin's Marvelous Mechanical Museum, on Amazon.com or anywhere else music is sold, like in iTunes. And the link is in the show description, and you can just find it everywhere. Just search, Tally Hall. And I'm just going to skip over some stuff here. You guys can, if you guys enjoyed our broadcast tonight, please feel free to go to our website, wxjr.atspace.com. Or wxjrradio.ning.com, and we're out there. And we're just about out of time, 10 seconds left. So thanks, everybody, for calling in, and we'll see you next time. Right there. And we are on. Awesome. This will be in the archives. Okay, the show is not streaming, Joe, but we will be recorded in the archives. So
okay.
Thanks again for calling in.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
and good luck to you.
Yeah, thanks. You too. What do you?
Mom wanted a private question with Joe.
Okay. Joe, I'm gonna send you an email here in a minute with a private question because this will be in the archive. So, thanks everybody again for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
You're listening to WXJR Radio.
I'll ask him when he's going to do this Facebook, if that's okay.
This show is going to get our ratings. Dude, this is awesome! I'm still listening to the whole thing tonight. Nathan, sell the fridge.
I'm calling Nathan.
I want to call Nathan. Hold on. Wait, we can do it on... We can do this.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm excited. What's his number?